You've heard of the Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof, right? It was written by a famous songwriting team, Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock. But you might not be familiar with another Harnick and Bock collaboration. It's an industrial musical that they wrote for the Ford Tractor and Implement Division. It's called Fordify Your Future. Now, what exactly is an industrial musical? Well, the guy to ask is Steve Young. He's the co-author of Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. Doug Gordon sat down with him.
Steve, let's start with the obvious question. What are industrial musicals?
Industrial musicals are musical theater productions that may resemble Broadway shows in many respects. And yet, once you listen to the subject matter, you realize this can't be a Broadway show because they're about selling tires or selling tractors or how great it is to work at Exxon or something to do with some corporate entity and most probably selling the products. These shows were only to be played for company insiders. The public could never go to them. They were motivational, educational. They were supposed to build morale and get everyone on the same page, send you out from the convention or sales meeting with a spring in your step and ready to make a lot of money for yourself and, of course, for the company.
Of course.
He's the most successful salesman in the world. He's the most successful salesman in the world. Reports of his renown have been heard all over town. He's the most persuasive salesman in the world.
How did you discover them?
I was a young writer at the Letterman Show back in the early 90s, and we used to do a comedy bit called Dave's Record Collection. And this consisted of real records, unintentionally funny record albums that Mr. Letterman would hold up on the air. We'd hear a little sample, and he'd have a funny remark. I was the writer in charge of gathering material for this segment, so I would go out to used record stores and thrift shops. I started coming back with these mysterious souvenir records. They were things like General Electric presents Go Fly a Kite or something called My Insurance Man. And I thought, oh, great, a whole musical about selling insurance. Oh, we can make fun of that on television.
Yeah.
As I found a few more, I realized I think I have the beginnings of something strange here, some sort of genre that I've never heard of, and nobody really seems to know what this stuff is. And most stunningly to me, not all of them were great, but the ones that were really good were fantastic. And I would find myself weeks after the record collection segment was over still walking around singing to myself these songs about selling and servicing diesel engines or selling the new model of Royal Typewriter or Westinghouse nuclear power systems. It just seemed like something mysterious is going on here. This stuff is really good. Clearly, a tremendous amount of money was spent on it. No one seems to know what it is, and that kind of set me off on my collecting and researching journey.
And what was it about the good ones that was so fantastic? What appealed to you?
I just loved the collision, the juxtaposition. It seemed like these two things should never go together, peppy show tunes and lyrics about how we're all going to go out and sell the new line of American Standard bathtubs, or we're going to go out there and sell Xerox copiers.
There's only one chap in the Copy Hall of Fame, and the Xerox, Xerox, no one else but
is there someone, a Stephen Sondheim of industrial musicals, someone that you could point to as doing the best, most groundbreaking work?
There's a guy named Sid Siegel who was based in Chicago. He worked for decades on this stuff, and I have several shows of his on record, but the crown jewel has got to be The Bathrooms Are Coming.
This is from 1969, right?
Yes, this is a terrific show. The songs are fantastic. The arrangements are slick and first-rate. The cast is firing on all cylinders on a show about bathroom fixtures. It just is one of those things that makes me giddy. It just seems like this should not have been a show. Thank God it is. It will entertain me till the day I die.
Yeah, which company produced The Bathrooms Are Coming?
That was American Standard.
I wanted to ask you about my bathroom is a private kind of place.
That's right. This is kind of a gateway drug. Anybody who hears this song thinks, what? This can't be real. Not only is it real, it's better than you could have hoped it would be, and it kind of opens the door to how many of these things were there, and are they all this beautifully insane? They're not all this good, but the ones that are good, oh my God. Yes, the bathrooms are coming. My bathroom.
Another one we should talk about, one that shows that industrial musicals kept up with what was going on in the culture at the time they were produced, is 79 Fever, which, of course, was produced in 1979. Can you tell me about this one?
This one is a souvenir of a Westinghouse office furniture company sales meeting in California in early 79. And they thought, oh, we've got to make it hip and show that we're up with the times. Let's have a disco-themed sales meeting. That's right, 79 Fever with that thudding disco beat, and it has a song on it. It's called 3 Days in 8 Minutes. It's actually 8 minutes and 22 seconds, but let's not worry about that.
Vacation Village, San Diego, January 1979. That's where we all caught a severe case of 79 Fever. After Tuesday night's dinner and a message from Group Executive Vice President John Morris, we really got underway Wednesday morning. Good morning, dance fans, and welcome again to 79 Fever, the world's first sales meeting with a disco beat. There's not one other office furniture manufacturer that hustled through 1978 the way we did. No wonder we've got 79 Fever, and we're going to spread it around the next 3 days with new programs, procedures, and backup plans to help you open every office in the country. And here to start it all off, wearing the shiniest dancing shoes in San Diego, our national sales manager, Don Sullivan.
Here's Don to tell ya what's going down here. He'll lead the band now. He'll wear the crown here. He's got the fever.
We got the fever. We got the system. We got the fever. We got the system. We got the fever.
We've had this on the Letterman show. We've played it a few places. It's one of these things that it's like a car wreck and you can't really look away. It's maybe what finally killed off disco.
Did it kill off the industrial musicals too, though?
They persisted for a few more years, but by the 80s, things were changing, and it was no longer a novelty. I think that was part of it. It was new and exciting in the 50s and in the 60s, and then by the 70s, oh yeah, convention, yeah, they'll have a musical, I guess. Yeah, we're used to that now. Technologically, companies were realizing we could save a lot of money if we have these reusable AV modules and packages with pre-recorded music and put up something on a big screen, some motivational message, and somebody climbing rocks and saying, let's achieve excellence. We don't need to hire a 40-piece orchestra and some rather expensive composer to spend weeks writing us a new show.
So maybe video and technology didn't just kill the radio star, maybe also the industrial musical.
It definitely helped do it in. There was technology, economics, changing tastes. I'm just happy that enough of these things were recorded and given out as souvenir records, and I'm still probably going to be finding them for a long time.
Have you and your co-author, Sport Murphy, ever thought about turning Everything's Coming Up Profits, your book, into an off-Broadway industrial musical? It seems to me that, you know, in this current age of product placement and advertorial, it might be a huge hit. You could get all of these corporations to underwrite it, couldn't you, Steve?
Well, I think that's an excellent idea.
Thank you.
At the very beginning stages of talking about things like this, of course, you want to get the companies on your side. I think a lot of them now would look back at something from 40 years ago and say, wow, this is a part of our history that we don't even really know about anymore, and we're happy to revisit this. Stuff from the 60s has this Mad Men look and feel. It's very hot right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's this wonderfully American, touching story of musical theater and out-and-out capitalist selling that combines, and you think it shouldn't work, and when it does work, it's really kind of a revelation.
Computer can sort and computer can store all the data and facts that you may have need for. In your distribution system, our sensors can lurk, saving lots of trouble, lots of money, lots of work.
Steve Young is the co-author, along with Sport Murphy, of Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. He spoke with Doug Gordon.